Hey Broncos country, I'm Christina. This is my 8th year as a Denver Broncos cheerleader, and I am a Denver native. I was born and raised in Denver, Colorado, so I am a huge Broncos fan, diehard, and to be able to be standing on that field when they won Super Bowl 50, and it was Peyton Manning's last year, and John Elway giving that tribute to Bat Bolin, it was just surreal to be able to be there, not only as a cheerleader, but just as a true fan. The audition process is never easy, and even after 8 seasons, it doesn't get easier. It changes a little each year. Your role as a veteran becomes really trying to help some of the newer ladies understand what the program is about, what they're going to experience at auditions, but at the same time, you're trying to earn your spot back. And as a veteran, they expect more from you than you gave last year, so you have a lot to prove. You're certainly never a walk-on, and it's my least favorite part of Broncos, I'll say, is the audition process, but I'm always happy when it's over. This calendar was another great year. I didn't have to be in the water. I didn't have to be with flamingos like Gio was a couple years ago, but I got to wear the old school Broncos logo, which for me really meant a lot because I feel like I'm an old school Bronco myself. But it was great. I've just shot in the palm trees. It was fast. Everyone is so easy to work with, and it's really nice because all of the ladies go and support your shoot. And so it's really wonderful to have your teammates there supporting you. You know, the best advice that I would give for younger kids or really anyone who's trying to achieve their dreams is success is obtained by consistent effort over a long period of time. Just with Broncos or with anything, you just have to work really hard at it, whatever it is that you want to do. Being a Denver Broncos cheerleader means just pushing yourself to the limits, and being a part of this team isn't what can I get out of Broncos. It's what do I have to offer, and really finding ways to inspire people and finding people that inspire you. And I always say Broncos doesn't change who you are, it just makes you a better version of who you are, and I've been really fortunate to be a part of this organization.